If you've ever bought a house or a car, you're probably familiar with credit reports and your three-digit credit score. But they may not be as familiar to people of younger generations. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis took a look at a recent report that looked at credit data for different age groups. Here's his report.
The Wall Street Journal last month reported that not only have young people become more cautious about borrowing, but that they've also gotten worse at making timely bill payments. The data for this story largely came from the annual State of Credit Report by Experian, one of the big three credit information agencies in the U.S. This year's report, which is the fourth such assessment, looks not only at the credit behaviors of millennials, but also at members of Generation X, baby boomers, and the greatest generation. 10 million consumer credit records were taken into account, looking at a number of factors, including the generation's average credit scores, late payments, average debt, and so forth. Of all the generations, millennials had the lowest average score at 628. A full 25 points lower than members of Generation X, and more than 100 points lower than the average score of the greatest generation. Rod Griffin is the director of public education for Experian. He says that one of the reasons younger people have lower credit scores can be tied to the cliche, with age comes wisdom.
So young people have little experience with using credit, and I think that's an important factor. The millennials may have actually more access to information about how to use credit, but they have little experience in using credit. So I think that may be one factor. We've seen a higher utilization ratio with younger people, as well as a higher number of late payments. So those two things are going to have a significant effect on their scores.
Joel Dolger agrees that those are the two biggest factors used to determine one's credit rating. For about 16 years, he has educated people about credit, and he is the director of community relations and housing counseling for Credit Counseling of Arkansas. He also says that it's not surprising that millennials have lower credit ratings than their elders.
If you think about different generations and where they make their financial mistakes in their lifetime, it probably tends to happen earlier in life rather than later in life. So the mistakes of the greatest generation and of the boomers and even of the Gen Xers, they've probably dropped off credit histories already, because that sort of information, negative information, only lasts on a credit report for 7 to 7.5 years. In general, there's a few exceptions, but generally after 7.5 years, your mistakes are wiped clean. Whereas the millennials, they've still got those mistakes showing up on their credit report.
And a shorter credit history is one of many factors Griffin says hinder millennials' credit rating.
I think the key factors for young people are really that they have, in most cases, very little credit history, and their accounts typically have a very low limit. So as a result, they may make a fairly small number of purchases, but carry a high balance as compared to their available limits, and that's a negative factor for them. So if a young person has a credit card with a $500 balance and they charge $250, they have a 50% utilization rate, and that's going to have a significant negative impact.
Indeed, Dolger says that a person's credit utilization makes up about 30% of his or her credit rating. However, figuring one's credit utilization isn't necessarily cut and dry.
It's not just how much of your total available credit you're using, but it's on each individual account. So if you've got three different credit cards and you've got the balance on two of them at a very low level, but you've got a third one where you're very close to the credit limit, that's going to ding your credit score.
But aside from the pure numbers aspect of the different generations' credit standings, the data in the Experian report shows that people from all generations, not just millennials, tend to have worse credit in the South than they do elsewhere in the nation. In Arkansas, millennials have an average credit score of 605, which is tied with Louisiana and South Carolina for the fourth lowest credit scores in the nation for millennials. Dolger says that income level alone could possibly be responsible for the varying levels of credit among different areas of the country.
A lot of people are struggling these days. If you have less money, you have less wiggle room in your personal finances. If you're relying on credit in order to kind of bridge a gap between where you need to be and what you're bringing in, then there's just a greater risk for you to fall short 1 month and miss a payment, get behind, and that negatively affects your credit.
Griffin agreed that economic factors could play into the South's lower credit rating, but he also speculated that another reason for lower credit in the South could be cultural.
If you look at Texas, for example, as I said, where I live, there's a large Hispanic population. And in places, part of that culture is a distrust of banks. And so there's a reluctance to have bank accounts and credit accounts. That's not all bad, but it makes it more difficult to have, you won't have a credit history if you don't have banking arrangements. So the culture itself and the cultural attitudes could have some effect there as well.
Even though millennials' credit standing isn't as glowing as that of older generations, Dolger says that the ability for young people to attain credit cards has changed considerably in the past decade, most notably through implementation of regulations like the CARD Act, which restricts credit card companies from marketing to students on college campuses.
If a person is younger than, I think it's 21, they have to be able to show that they can afford to pay back a line of credit that's extended to them. It was crazy for a while where a student could put down on a credit application zero income, nothing, no income whatsoever, and they would be given a line of credit. There's no indication that they'd be able to pay that back, but the people in the marketers in the financial services industry knew that if the student couldn't pay or a young person couldn't pay back themselves, then mom and dad would likely help them out or somehow they'd find a way to pay it back, even if it would put them in financial distress. And so some of that has been clamped down on.
But with more stringent rules on attaining credit come stiffer reprisals from creditors.
It used to be that collection agencies would be assigned debts or they would purchase debts and they would work them. And if it didn't pan out for a while, that debt would just kind of go into deep freeze. And then once 7.5 years passed from the time the original delinquency, it would just drop off. But now collection agencies are much more aggressive. They're more likely to trade and work debts. And I think the result of that is not only do people get more collection calls, but also that continues to have an impact on people's credit reports.
So what pitfalls can young people avoid to help get a good credit footing?
One is not being in the habit of tracking what you've got going on, not looking on a regular basis on what your income, expenses, and payments to creditors are. That it's very easy to be tempted to say, I want this item or I want this experience, and to use a line of credit in order to go out and get it. You've got to balance things out because life isn't just trying to maximize your credit score. You should have fun. You should have some things that you enjoy. But you have to be conscious about what you're taking on so that you don't overextend yourself.
We'll have more from Joel Dolger next month. For more on the State of Credit Report, visit livecreditsmart.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.